You're listening to the audio production of I Said Yes, My Story of Heartbreak, Redemption, and True Love by Emily Maynard Johnson with A.J. Gregory, published by Thomas Nelson, and read by Haley Cresswell.
Prologue. My shoulders shook violently. In between heaving sobs, I tried, unsuccessfully, to sputter out something semi-coherent to one of my producers on The Bachelorette, who had fast become a close friend. Her hand gently clasping mine, she reassured me through sympathetic nods and a lot of, "Oh, Emily's," that everything was going to be okay. I knew better. When my gasps slowed and I could finally control what felt like an inevitable panic attack, the words finally managed to slide out. "I did it again," I told her, sniffing as mascara ran down my cheeks, a telltale sign of the infamous ugly cry. I was devastated, but I had to pull myself together for another round of press interviews and media appearances. I held on to the edge of the New York Hotel bathroom countertop, pots of eyeshadow and lip glosses strewn messily about. Stomach churning, I whispered, this time to myself, "I did it again." I was devastated because I said yes to something I knew I should never have agreed to the very second the tiny three-letter word tumbled out of my mouth in front of my soon-to-be fiancé, the dedicated cameramen angling for the best shot, and, when the episode finally aired, millions of Americans. Yes to something I wasn't quite ready for. Yes. Three letters, one syllable, a super short word in the English language. For many, one filled with hopes and dreams and wishes on twinkling stars. And for us,